last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 8th Parah was recited. This was part of Surah An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning mentions the obstinacy of some of the kufar and disbelievers. They even said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to send down to us angels and the deceased people have to speak to us, then too, and Allah ta'ala has to give life to them again in front of us, we still will not accept. We won't have iman. So obstinate these people were. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people, they are always, for every Nabi we had made aduwan, certain enemies, shayateen al-insi wal-jinni, certain shayateen, evildoers, in the form of human beings, in the form of jinnat, and they come, yuhi ba'adhum ila ba'adhin zukhruf al-qawli ghurura, to deceive the people, they come and they inspire one another with amazing, amazing speeches and things, and they cover it up, it's beautified, it looks very, very beautiful and nice, the way they put forward their speech, but it's all a deception. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the way of those people who are obstinate and not prepared to accept the ways of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to take somebody to make your decisions and pass decisions. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the kitab in great detail. Allah has given the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah, in every matter of our life. Why must we follow anybody else when it comes to law, when it comes to in our education, whether it comes to our marriages, divorces, in government, all of this, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful law. Why must we choose somebody else? Allah has given us very clear the kitab in great detail. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ The Ahle Kitab, the Jews and Christians, they know it has come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still they are not prepared to accept. So Allah ta'ala says, do not be amongst those people who are in doubt. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا Allah ta'ala's kalam and speech has come down, it's complete, it's pure. And sitkan is 100% true, there is no doubt in it. And adal, completely fair and just. There is no ifrat and tafrit. There is no excesses, there is no deficiencies. La mubaddila li kalimati. There is no change in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears everything and knows everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have to follow majority of the people of the earth, yudilluka an sabilillah. They will divert you and turn you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we call in today's time, majority rule or democracy. If a person has to follow this, then he will turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority rule, what it means, or the democracy, that we must follow the rule of the majority of the people, what the majority of the people say, what is their ideology, what is their thought. Whereas, in the Islamic system, there is khilafat, and khilafat means a khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not passing my own law, but I have to follow the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and judge according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is, Allah ta'ala says, إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ They are only following their thoughts and conjectures. Reality, what they have got is nothing at all, what people have got in their minds. But the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most perfect way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we examine even in halal and haram, وَمَالَكُمْ اللَّهَ تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِّرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ Allah ta'ala has explained to you people in great detail what Allah has made halal, what Allah has made haram. So a person should rather follow the day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just like how in food matters, a person is particular, similarly, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ Leave out outward sins and gunas. And together with this, the inward sins and gunas also, a person has to leave out sins of the heart, akhlaq and character also. He has to follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Allah ta'ala mentions the outward sins and the inward sins. So, Abu Zuruf mentioned that not only that many people say my heart, the main thing is the heart. They don't worry about outward sins. So, this is also completely incorrect. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَسْلَامِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ many people, some narrations come, إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَلِنَرْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ But the hadith says, وَقُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ Allah does not look at your outward forms and your bodies, how big your body is, your outward form, are you black, are you white, the size of a person. But Allah looks at قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ Allah looks at your heart also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your actions. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, then we used to make amal and wahi and revelation, used to come down. But now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, we have to make amal and zahir. On the outward, whatever a person sees on the outward, a person practices upon that. We do not see what's in the heart of that person and we judge upon that. So many people say, I've got no beard. Don't look at my outside, my inside is clean. But example, the fuqaha is such a person to perform salat is makruh for that person to be the imam of the masjid. Or a person keeps his trousers below his ankles and says, don't look at my heart, how clean it is. So, definitely we cannot judge a person regarding what will happen to him in akhirat, what Allah ta'ala. But according to the sharia, the outward, a person has to practice on the day that we cannot give him the musalla, for example. because he's, we have to look at the outward. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala first mentioned Zahir al-Ithmi. And ulama say that the Zahir and the outward has an effect on the inside. So just like how it's very important to work on the inside, but your outward has an effect on the inside. So that's why we wear the clothing of the pious people, for example. The net, inshallah, will have an effect on the inside of a person. It doesn't mean a person is just wearing outside clothing, now he's okay. He still has to make an effort on the inside, but definitely this outward clothing a person wears, you wear the clothing of the pious, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَّ مِنْهُمْ. You imitate people, then inshallah, Allah will regard us among such people. So we try to imitate the pious people, and this will have an effect on the inside. And on the outside, if a person has, as the Hazrat mentions, a beautiful example, you've got one dot only, you've got a pure white kurta, and you've got one dot on there, a person feels uncomfortable, it's a bit dirty. So that outside has an effect upon a person's heart. Just that one small dot. So if a person is committing gunas and sins and he says, no, my heart is clean, definitely this has an effect on the heart of a person. So outward gunas also a person has to abstain from, and inward gunas. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for me you read that Allah knows exactly well who he must give his risala to, his nabuwah to, and those people who are not prepared to follow it, sagharun indallah wa adabun shadidun, they will have disgrace in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a very severe punishment because of all the plans they have made and all the evils they are doing. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ وَيَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah wants to guide, then Allah opens up his heart towards Islam. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah opens up a person's heart for Islam, then the nur of Iman enters into his heart. Sahaba ikram asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any alamat and signs to know Islam has entered into a person's heart? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are three signs to know whether Islam has come into a person's heart. One is at-tajafi and daril ghurur, where a person, he turns away from this house of deception, this house of, which is outwardly very beautiful, but it's a house of deception, he turns away from that there. Wal-inabatu ila daril khulud, and he turns his attention towards the everlasting house, the house of akhirat, which is forever and forever. Wal-isti'adadu lil-maut qabla nuzulihi, and a person is preparing for death before it comes to a person. These three signs are in a person, it shows that Iman has entered into his heart now. Islam has come into his heart, and now he's on the right path. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a straight path, the path towards akhirat, the path towards Jannat. Person must make an effort in that line. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain customs of the kuffar and disbelievers. All the funny things they used to do when a person doesn't follow wahi and revelation. Then what foolish things a person does, the customs a person goes into, like certain things they used to make halal, certain things they used to make haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in times of Jahiliyyah the wrongs they used to do to prohibit us from this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about food also, what Allah ta'ala has prohibited for a person, what he should abstain from. And not only with food, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 commands which have come in the Torah also, which is referred to as the 10 commandments in the Torah. And here Allah ta'ala mentions it also in the Quran Sharif. The first and the most important is that Allah tushriku bi shay'in, do not ever make partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must not take partners with Allah Ta'ala and fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then fulfill the rights of makhluk and creation. And the greatest creation rights is our parents who have done good to us. Minimum we have to do is وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, to be kind to our parents, to be good to our parents. Not zulam, we can never oppress our parents. Not even adal, we can't even be just. With other people you can be just. But ihsan, even if our parents oppress us, وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاكَ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاكَ وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاكَ, even if they oppress you, you still have to fulfill the rights of your parents. So Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, what great rights they have got. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أُولَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ, do not kill your children because of poverty. We are the one who will grant you sustenance and will grant them sustenance. In the times of Jahiliyyah, they used to kill their children. A child was born, they used to bury them in the ground. But our ulama mentioned that this is one type of killing the children. But those children, at least they will go to Jannah. They passed away, they were murdered. But you see, today, unfortunately, we are killing our children. We are depriving them of revelation, of wahi, of ta'lim ilahi, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine knowledge. And because of fear of poverty, that my child will become poor. So we send him and we give him some other kind of education, which there is no feature of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so much so that certain people, so many of them, they go so much into it, that even basic maktab education is not given to the child. This child doesn't even know La ilaha illallah. But his children do not even know kalima, do not know basic surahs to read. People move out to other areas, and now they are more worried about the places where we are staying. Live a up class society, up class life. So the children are only going to school, sometimes even to non-Christian schools. They are learning things like that, and then they are coming home. And the parents do not even know what is the aqidah. When later on the father finds out my child has become a Christian, the child has left the fold of Islam. So we are killing our children, and these children we are killing spiritually we are killing them, we're not sending them to Jannah, but we are sending them to the fire of Jahannam. And all because of rozi and sustenance. Allah says, we are the one who will give you rozi, and we are the one who will give them sustenance. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Do not come close to immorality, whether it's outward also, whether it's inside. All kinds of immorality a person must abstain from. Never ever murder a person, unless there is a shari right, then a person can take a life for a person. Do not come close to the wealth of the orphan. We do not eat haram, especially the wealth of the orphan. It's easy to get his money. Allah says, don't even come close to his money. And وَأُوفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Your business dealings and transactions, be very fair. Do not ever deceive somebody to try to take a few cents a person is taking, but he's destroying his whole life of akhirat. And لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Sometimes you will make mistakes in your business. It's not done intentionally. Allah won't punish a person because of that, according to his ability. But you must try our hardest. When you speak, then be fair. فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Even if it's a close family member of yours, in another place of the Quran, Allah mentions that be fair and just. Sometimes it must not happen because of love for somebody that doesn't allow a person. Allah Ta'ala says, whether it's your parents, whether it's your children, whoever it is, whether it's your family members, be fair and just. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, sometimes because of hatred, a person now is unjust. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعَدِلُوا. The hatred for somebody, it takes a person that the person is not fair and just. So in all cases, when you speak, be fair and just. And even though it's against your own family members, a person has to speak. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. Fulfill the text of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promises which a person has taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my path, the straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow this path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of true tawheed and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not follow any other path. Otherwise, you will be turned away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this was in the past kitab. But this kitab which we have given to the Quran Sharif, Mubarakun, full of blessings it is. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow it. وَاتَّقُوا and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon a person, then you will get it by following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. A person who brings a good deed, for him will be 10 times the reward of it. And a person who brings an evil deed, he will not be punished of recompense except a similar amount, and no oppression will be done upon him. Ya Ubuzruf, we heard from Hazrat, we quote from Hazrat Munasha Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that man ja'a bil hasanati, not man fa'al al hasana, not a person who does a good action, but a person who brings it on the day of Qiyamah. And a person after doing an action has to protect the action. That action has to be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we destroy the actions by means of riyah and show, boasting. So we destroy the action. Allah Ta'ala, it's not enough to just do an action, but you have to bring it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get 10 times the reward. And a person who brings an evil, so if you've done wrong, make tawbah and istighfar. It's wiped out from a person's book of deeds. There is no guna and sin for a person now. So now he never, even though he did the action, but he doesn't bring it on the day of Qiyamah. So there won't be any guna and sin for that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that remember our lives, our salat, our forms of ibadat, our living, our death, it's all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have turned our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short while. Allah has made us his khalifa and vice chairman on the earth. لِلَنْدُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. So a person must be careful. He must see. Allah is watching a person to see how a person acts. فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. Beware of two things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Beware of the dunya and beware of women folk. This will turn a person away from the important duty and responsibility of becoming the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Women folk and the enjoyments of this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. The next surah is Surah Al-A'raf. And some ulama say that in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us to protect and saving us from the Jews. In Surah Ali Imran, from the Christians. In Surah Al-Nisa, from the Mushrikeen and their false worship. And then in Surah Al-An'am, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, protecting us from the Majusis, the fire worshippers, and the atheists. And then in this surah, Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the whole of mankind. In general, it is a text of shaitan upon a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off and mentions about that how Allah Ta'ala created us in the most beautiful ways. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam is going to come with my khalifa on the earth. You must help and assist him. The whole system of the world must work in his favor. So the rains and all of these things, you people have to be under the command of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. You will obey me, and then everything will be working in favor of him. So Allah Ta'ala commanded them, you all made sajda besides Iblis. He was not prepared to accept. And then Allah says, why are you not making sajda? He said, Ana khayru min. I am better than him. Out of pride he had. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go down on the earth. You cannot stay in Jannah now because of your evil qualities. So Shaitan said, give me chance, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala said, I will give you chance, not till the day of, not forever, you wanted to live forever and forever, not till the day of Qiyamah, until this world exists. Then eventually Shaitan's life will be taken out also. He will be given life again in the year after and punished. And then Shaitan said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, O Allah, because you misguided me, I am no misguided human beings. This was the disrespect of Shaitan also. O Allah, because you misguided me. So much of disrespect he showed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disrespect is a sign of pride. When a person has got pride, then disrespect comes into a person. And he said, I will come to human beings from the right, from the left, from in front, from the behind. And you will find most of them haven't got the quality of shukr. From here, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions that this Allah ta'ala, Shaitan said, you won't find most of them having the quality of shukr. He said, shukr is the ilaj and cure. So it will save a person from all the attacks of Shaitan. Because Shaitan himself said they will come from them all different directions, but they won't have the quality of shukr in them. So when a person has got the quality of shukr, of thanks and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah he'll be saved from all of the tricks and the plots and the ploys of Shaitan. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala banished Shaitan, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was told to live in Jannah for a short while to see the things of Jannah, because he had to come in the world and establish the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah commanded him, do not eat from a certain fruit or a certain tree. But Shaitan went and made waswasa, and the whole object was he must eat from this, because Shaitan knew the effect of this fruit was that the clothing of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the genetic clothing, will be removed from them. The effort of Shaitan the first day was to remove the clothing of Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anhuma. And he made a lot of qasams and promises to them, and he promised them that you people will become so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He deceived them. So they ate from the tree, and then their body was exposed. Immediately they made tawbah and istighfar. Automatically they felt shy and ashamed. This is the nature of human beings. As soon as his clothing is removed, he feels ashamed. But in today's time, unfortunately, such an effort is being made that a person feels happy to be nude. A person feels happy to be, you're getting money for it, and you're exposing yourself to the whole world, and you're excited about it. And on the other hand, to wear clothing and to cover yourself is regarded as an aib, as a fault. This is all the propaganda of Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan. May Allah ta'ala protect and save us from this year. In this surah, four places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ya Bani Adama. This is a speciality of this surah. No other surah of the Quran where the people of the children of Adam alayhi salam is addressed. Allah ta'ala addresses Ya Bani Adam. Three of them have got to do with clothing. From the four addresses, three of them have got to do with clothing. So Allah ta'ala is warning, oh human beings, all of you, be careful of the plot, the tricks of Shaitan. We have sent upon you people clothing, two objects. One is to cover your private parts, and the other is a means of beautification and adornment for a person. So cover yourself properly. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. How clothing will cover your body. And higher level of clothing is the clothing of taqwa, which a person must have. This also will protect a person from all kinds of evil. It's a higher level of clothing. Some ulama say, وَلِبَاسُ أَهْلِ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The clothing of the pious people, the people of piety, try to wear that kind of clothing. Or otherwise, bring the quality of taqwa within oneself. So one is the outward clothing a person is wearing. And the heart of a person also must be pure. This is the best thing for a person to protect himself. And beware how Shaitan will try to take you out of Jannah also. And regarding our clothing in today's times, the ulama say there are a few certain usul and etiquette regarding clothing. The one kind of clothing is we must make sure that the clothing covers the whole body. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded us for males, minimum from our navel to our knees. That doesn't mean a person must only wear that, because Allah says, in the kulli masjid, take your zenith, your beautification. Make sure you cover yourself properly when you come to the masjid. When you're going in front of an honorable person, what kind of clothing will a person wear? You don't wear pyjamas and you don't wear any kind of clothing. You won't wear just a t-shirt, funny kind of clothing, and go before an honorable person. Here we are coming in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wear such clothing which covers the body. Second usul and principle, they say it must not be tight-fitting on the body. That a person wears such clothing which shows the parts of the body. This unfortunately is found today. Many of our people, they wear this kind of clothing. Even pious people in their homes, they feel it's okay. But this is against haya and shame. A person wears tight-fitted clothing. How you have haya outside the house also, a person also in the house also must have this quality of haya and shame. So this is not the way of the Muslims. They wear such clothing, or they even cloaks are worn today's time. Tight-fitted cloaks. So the whole body is actually seen. So that's also a person should abstain from. Then also we should abstain from whatever, example, silken clothing. A person shouldn't wear such kind of clothing which is silk, which the hadith has prohibited. Or certain colors also for men. You should not wear certain colors, bright colors, etc. We should abstain from that. Then also our clothing should not be mushabih. It should not be similar with the kuffar, especially the certain khas dress of the kuffar. Example, in South Africa, the khas dress of the Hindus is the sari. So a person to wear the sari, or a person, so and generally, that is called tashabbuh. And tashabbuh even becoming similar, slightly similar to them. We should try to abstain from their shirt and trousers, but we should try to wear the Islamic libas, Islamic clothing. So these are a few principles. Another one, I might have mentioned a few extra principles. A person should be careful. He should be very particular. This is also a form of ibadat. The clothing we are wearing is a form of ibadat. And we get sawab for it. Our hairstyle also is an ibadat. We get sawab for it. So just follow the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the whole life, 24 hours, we are getting sawab. So simple sawab. And on the other hand, we are following the ways of the kuffar and disbelievers. And they are taking us towards Jahannam. And there's no sawab for it. And eventually, some of the clothing also is disgrace. It's embarrassment for a person. Fashion is changing every day. And every now and while a person has to pay so much of money just because he is following fashion, may Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Allah says, who has made haram the beautiful things which Allah has created in the world and the food which Allah has given? It is for the people of Iman in this worldly life also. They must use it, utilize it. Allah has made haram immorality. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made haram sins and zulam and oppression. Making partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and saying things which a person does not have knowledge about. All of this Allah Ta'ala has made haram. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the people of Jannat and the people of Jahannam, and in between there will be one group, Ashabul A'raf, whose actions were equal, good actions and evil actions. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have favor and mercy upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the first group, Ashabul Jannati, and not Ashabul Nar or Ashabul A'raf also. And when the people of Jannat will see, they will tell the kuffar and disbelievers, whatever Allah has promised us, we have found it. Whatever Allah has promised you people, have you found it to be the truth? They say, yes. Then Allah Ta'ala, a person will make i'lan. La'anatullahi ala al-zalimin. Allah's curse be upon the zalims and the oppressors. And Allah will create a barrier between the people of Jannat and Jahannam. The people of Jannat will be in great enjoyment. People of Jahannam will be asking the people of Jannat, just give us a little bit of water to drink. What Allah has given to you. They will say that Allah is very haram upon the kuffar and disbelievers who had made a deen, pastime, a play and amusement. And this worldly life has deceived them. May Allah not make us amongst those people who the worldly life deceives us also. And we fall into the evil, to all of these things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually at the end of the surah, He mentions the stories of the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, Shu'ib alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah ta'ala mentions that these people all had funny and evils within them. And because of these evils, the worst evil was the incorrect yaqeen and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shirk which they had. And they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, other gunas and sins came into their lives. Whether it was the love of wealth, or whether it was Lut alayhi salatu wa salam and his people fell in the quality of homosexuality and evil. And they actually mocked the pure people. Innahum unasu yatatahharun. People want to become pak and pure. So they let them get out of our city. We want to live an immoral life. So warped their minds had become, how they had thought. And Luther, he told them that, why are you going to men to fulfill your desires? Allah has created woman folk for you. Go and fulfill your desires there. But they had become so evil that تَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ يَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ الْعَالَمِينَ. No one in the universe before had ever done even such an evil action. They say even animals do not do such an action. But eventually all of these groups, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, went to them, explained to them, but they were not prepared to accept. And this eventually led to their destruction. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us in the Quran Sharif about these nations. Look at the past nations. The believers eventually were saved. Allah gave them success and honor. And the disbelievers, this is what happened. They were completely destroyed. Do not be like the disbelievers. Do not destroy yourself. Do not destroy your dunya and akhirat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us true understanding.